When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
Because this is the one that I had mentioned earlier in the show that, I mean, the book press schedule has been so incredibly overwhelming that I actually agreed to do an interview during the show, which I thought could kind of be fun, especially considering who it is. It's Dave Ewell, his podcast, Crushing It. I thought, you know, people obviously know Dave's podcast. He's kind of carved out his own place in the podcast world. And man, I mean, I try to think of the first time I heard of Dave did, he was the creator and host of that Shout Network show, the very, very controversial show, Tough Now, where they got all these kind of like super macho alpha males who are ambushed, like literally on their way to tough guy challenges and held in underground, like they were restrained, held in underground bunkers where they got all this like brutal treatment until they admitted they weren't that tough. And it was, what a spectacle that show was. Pat, do we have Dave on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Dave, I want to welcome to the show, Dave Ewell.
Hey, buddy. Hey, look, full honesty, when your publicist, Sharon, floated the idea of me interviewing you on your show, I have to say I was a little offended considering the massive disparity in the size of our audiences and probably our junk. But then I thought, you know, this could be a cool idea. Pretty cool. You know, kind of like the movie inside a movie aspect in Reservoir Dogs, you know?
The movie inside the movie aspect. No, well, then that's, I think you might be referring to the player, not Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, my God. Oh, this cat's already copping an attitude. No, listen, crack any of the T-Man's flicks? It don't sound like you do. Yeah, Kobayashi, he was making a porno film that whole time.
What? I'm very confused by you.
Yeah, no, Kobayashi, he was making a porno the whole movie in Reservoir Dogs.
Kobayashi?
Yeah.
Who?
Can't believe this guy already. All right. Well, look, let's go to the interview, okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
First off, I like to do a Disinterested Island disc playlist for each of the guests we have on Crushing It. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me your top 10.
My top, that is a real tricky thing to do. Top 10 desert island discs. Man, that's going to take a lot of time.
No, your top 10 Disinterested Island discs.
What is that?
Well, basically, it's I don't know, 10 songs that made no impression on you and you could go the rest of your life with ever hearing again.
But what would be the point in that?
Well, no one else is doing that kind of list.
Well, okay.
Come on.
That's fair.
Bitch.
Wait, what did he just say?
I said, shoot, bitch.
Okay. All right, Dave. Man, geez, that's a real challenge, though. Top 10 disinterested island discs.
Yeah.
Man, off the top of my head, for starters, No One Is to Blame by Howard Jones, Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth, Morning Dance by Spyro Gyra, She Was Hot by the Rolling Stones, Lumineers, Ho Hey, anything from Hamilton, Jumper from Third Eye Blind, Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton, Aeroplane by Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Those are great. You had me with She Was Hot. That's one of the worst of all time.
Yeah, that was that I feel like that one kind of got away from them a little bit.
Great video though.
Yeah, they really the Stones really understood what made a great music video. And I think that's one of the things that makes them one of the all-time great bands, is they understood that a video could just be the Rolling Stones sitting on a brownstone porch, and that's it.
It's true. It's like I always say, they didn't get good till 83.
Undercover is almost there, but like Dirty Work really is the first one where you're like, yeah, they know who they are now.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I don't really even listen to music anymore. You know, I pretty much only listen to my own brand of Dave Yule's power mixes.
Power mixes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're available on my website. It's a great new inspiring sound experience that will really elevate the game of whoever listens to it. And buddy, I've trademarked that last sentence, and if I hear you've said it, chiclets.
Wait, well, if you hear me say it, what did you just say?
Chiclets. That means your teeth are no longer in your mouth, like the popular post-church chewing gum.
I didn't know chiclets were a post-church chewing gum.
Oh, yeah, that was our big treat after church. We'd go to church for 7 hours every Sunday, and then our dad would give us a chiclet each.
One chiclet each.
Yeah. Sometimes half a chiclet.
Yeah. Well, would that depend on if you weren't as good in church or something?
Yes. Yeah. Depending if we had to pee or not, you know. But by that point, if it's half a chiclet, it's a chiclet lit.
Yeah. Chiclets. Well, look, don't worry. I'm not going to steal your power phrase or whatever it was.
All right. Well, Tom wrote a book. By now, I've written four bestsellers myself. But I remember when I wrote my first one, Tougher Than God, I was a little nervous about exposing so much of myself. My inner world, not my outer one. Let's be honest. Everyone and their mother had seen my six-pack and power bulge by the time I did that swimsuit spread in Maxim's sister Maxine back in 2017, right?
I didn't know that there was a sister publication to Maxim.
Oh, yeah. Huge in France.
Maxine.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check it out sometime.
Do it. So when I write my bestsellers, I go into this mode. Basically, I drink a few of my Dave Yale's Alpha Blast energy shakes. I put on the power mixes, and I just pound the shit out of that keyboard. And I'll tell you, I usually have to replace my keyboard twice during a book because I wail on them with such force.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. So tell me your process. How's it work for you?
For writing, I just generally pick an aspect of my life that I want to write about or discuss, and really try to. I just kind of work through things, and I think about whether I talked about it on the best show or not, and that gives me kind of like, oh well, I've discussed. What are you? Can I ask what's going on over there?
Excuse me.
Can I ask what's going on, Dave?
I'm just doing some reps. Yeah, I'm so busy. I gotta grab sets whenever I can.
2,999.
3,000.
3,000. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I started like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hey, as I was saying, what's that?
So I heard you mention the best show. What was the best show the band played when you were with them?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm truly confused right now.
What was the best show the band played when you were in the band?
The best show the band played? What band?
Wait, hang on here. What's your name?
My name is Tom Sharpling.
Who?
Tom Sharpling. That's my name. You asked my name. I told you my name. You've been interviewing me for a while now.
Oh my God. See, I thought I was talking to Tom DeMartini, the original bassist in Puddle of Mud, about his new book, Sick Tales from Inside the Puddle. Oh, I'll tell you, my assistant needs some work. That's for sure. Oh.
No, I'm not the former bass player from Puddle of Mud.
Dude, you need to unwad your onesie, okay? You're more sensitive than my Uncle Doug. Ugh.
I'm more sensitive than your Uncle Doug.
Yeah, my Uncle Doug replaced Lou Reed in this band called the Velvet Underground, and it totally did his head in big time. He even wrote my other Uncle Billy into playing drums, and it did his head in, too. I'll tell you, I'm the only kick-ass member of this whole damn fam.
Wait, your uncle is Doug Yule?
Yes, yeah.
From the Velvet Underground?
Yes, yeah.
Wow. That's legit.
I mean, it's not Puddle of Mud, but it's still cool, you know. Hey, but look, bro, you know, I'm swamped here. I have 10 more interviews to do tonight, including Shaglin Too Dope, Jake Paul... Jake Paul's little brother, Paul, Frederick Durst, Scott Disick, Dick Scottsick, and Shemaine Nugent. So it's no sweat off my sack if you want to bail, okay?
If I want to bail you, this has been a thing where you misunderstood who I was the whole time. I don't know what you're putting it on me as if I... This is a real bummer.
Look, well now I feel kind of bad, and look, I've been trying to be a better person after being canceled for the third time this year, and I'll be honest, I had no idea you couldn't say anymore.
I had to bleep that.
I know it. So I apologize. I know I blamed it on my assistant, but it's ultimately the buck stops here. Okay. So tell me about this book. What's it called?
Well, the book is called, thank you. The book is called It Never Ends. And it's a memoir, subtitled A Memoir with Nice Memories. And it's really the story of my life and growing up in New Jersey and kind of figuring things out and trying to get a career going and dealing with some problems and all of it. It's a pretty... asleep. Did he hang up? Dave? Oh, he hung up. So he fell asleep and then hung up. Great. Right. Well, that's what we're going to do. I don't know. We got any more calls, Pat?
Yes, line 5.
Okay, let's do it. Best Show, hi. Hello, Best Show. Oh. Man, I don't know. How did he call up? Dave? Dave, wake up. He's gone. Wow. Okay. Okay. Fair enough. That's how it goes, I guess.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.